Welcome back to the second lesson in this course on how to meditate without even trying. And this second lesson, the theme is going to be on letting go, something I think we all have a lot of problems with at times. And we'll be looking at how letting go applies to meditation. In some ways, you could say that meditation is really the art of letting go. But first, let's just take a recap of what we looked at in the first week. One of the principal things was the idea of being present to what is in the moment, whatever it is, not trying to change anything or control it, but we're just allowing the mind to completely relax into the experience. Hopefully you found that the less effort you made, the easier it was to settle down. And we also looked at thoughts and how our thoughts take our attention out of the present. We get caught up in our various needs, the things we want, our hopes and fears, the if only that didn't happen, did I do well? All of this sort of thinking is always about something that happened in the past or something that's going to happen in the future. And meditation is really the art of just coming back to the present moment. And we did that by just bringing our attention back to our experience in the body. And you probably noticed that when thoughts appear, they just appear effortlessly. You don't have to do anything to be having a thought. It just comes into your mind. It's almost like they're inevitable. There's nothing we can do to stop them coming, because in some ways we're not even involved in their coming. We don't really start them off. So we can't do anything to stop thoughts coming. They'll keep bubbling into our mind. And there's no blame for that. That's normal. But what we do in meditation is we don't fuel the thought. We don't follow it. It's like we're the fire. If you keep on putting fuel on a fire, keep on putting logs or coals on the fire, it keeps burning. But if you don't put anything on, then it just begins to die down. And it's the same with the mind. If you don't feed the mind, if you don't follow the thoughts, then it gently settles down of its own accord. Another analogy that's often used is of muddy water. If you have a jar of muddy water and you leave it alone, it'll gradually settle down. But if you keep on stirring it, then it never finally settles down. So we're just leaving the mind alone and it just settles down of its own accord. So that was the practice we were doing, of just bringing the attention gently back to the experience in the moment. And in some ways, that when you realize you're thinking, you're already back in the moment. You may not be aware so much of what's going on around you, but the moment you wake up and realize, my God, I've been off on some thought or other, that moment when you come back, you are already present. You're now present to the fact you have been thinking. So we don't need to do anything in order to become more present. We already are present. But then in order to stay present, we just bring our attention back to an actual experience in the moment. And then the present just reveals itself. We just notice, there's the body, there's the breath, there's this going on. The present begins to emerge into our awareness. Now, one thing we didn't touch on last time was sounds in meditation. People sometimes complain it's too noisy, they can't meditate because of all that's going on. Several years back, I was running a meditation course and the rooms we were using were just down the street from a fire station. And almost inevitably, whenever we were having a meditation, the fire engines would come rushing by. And some people would say, how on earth can I meditate with that going on? And then they just began to realize, hang on, it's not the actual sound that's disturbing. It's my resistance to the sound. It's the thinking, if only there weren't this sound, I'd be able to meditate. And this non-resistance is going to be very much a theme of the letting go that we'll be looking into here. It's really about accepting what is. And letting go, as I say, is really the essence of meditation. Many, many traditions talk about letting go, whether it's surrender, giving up attachment, forgiveness. The root word of forgiveness in Greek is to let go, to release. Releasing the judgments, the grievances, whatever it is we have in our minds. And yet letting go never seems easy. I mean, I hear people say, if only I could let go, or I must let go, I've tried, but I just can't let go. And the reason it's difficult is we think of letting go as something else to do. But in fact, we're already doing too much. We're doing the holding on. We think of letting go also as trying to get rid of something. I must let go of these thoughts I'm having, or I must let go of these feelings I have for somebody, or whatever it is. We think of letting go as actually somehow getting rid of them, not having them anymore. But I think a more useful way of looking at it is letting them be, is not being upset about them anymore. So with the sound of the fire trucks, we can let go of them. We can let go of our resistance to them. That's where letting go is, just accepting them, just letting them be, and noticing it's our resistance that gets in the way. And we're going to be finding this in these practices, that if you can just become aware of the resistance, then the letting go happens more easily. And yet before we can let things be, we sometimes also have to, first of all, let them in. We have to let them into our awareness to notice what is going on. So if there's some tension in your body, for example, one of the things we can do is just to allow it to be there, not to wish it weren't there, not to resist it, not to try and push it away or block it out, but just almost say, oh, hello, what do you feel like? What's this tension? What do you like? Get in touch with the actual experience. And that's just letting it in, letting it into our awareness. What usually happens when we feel some discomfort or pain is that we tend to resist the sensation. We resist letting it fully into our awareness, which in a way is quite understandable. If it's not a pleasant experience, then we don't want to open up to something that may make us feel bad. But the very nature of pain or discomfort is to feel bad. In a way, it's an alarm signal. It's saying, something's wrong. Please give me your attention. So turning our attention away from the discomfort is actually doing the opposite of what is needed. And so if in the meditation you notice any tension or something in your body, sometimes it happens, it may be, you know, your back or a joint or something else, or some discomfort, instead of wishing it weren't there, trying to get rid of it or block it off, we'll just be saying, oh, hello, what do you feel like? Allow the sensations to come in and then just let them be. And you may well notice that at first the sensation does get a bit stronger. And that's only natural if you've been resisting it, not allowing it fully into your awareness. Then when you open to it, you may notice more of it. But as you continue to be aware of it, you'll probably notice it begins to change. Maybe it moves around a little, or begins to soften, or changes into something else. If that happens, just stay with the changes. And sometimes you find it may begin to shift a little, sometimes it dissolves, sometimes it even just goes away completely. But the point is, rather than resisting it, we'll just be doing the opposite, just accepting it, allowing it to be there with a very open, relaxed attitude. So I'll continue in the next recording with the actual meditation practice we'll be doing this week. So whenever you're ready, just select lesson 2, letting go.